than they were at Bingo.
They were pretty much the same, I would say. Because some of those girls, like I said, didn't work. They used to get up early in the morning, 10 o'clock, and they'd be in the bars, hustling those guys all day drinking, you know.
Oh, hustling them for drinks.
Drinks or money, whatever they could get, you know.
And did they just sit at the bars and at bar and hustle them, or did they actually go with them and turn tricks?
Well, I think some of the girls did. The ones that were turning tricks, the prostitutes, they'd go with them, you know. But a lot of the gay kids that were gay, they wouldn't. They would try to pickpocket them or get money from them. They'd get so drunk, the guys would, you know, they'd be able to get money from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'd sit there and drink with them all day and that.
Mm.
So they had to get a few dollars like that.
Mm. Did you get a, well, you got a feel then that the Chesterfield was, what, more classier?
No, they were both that.
I'm sorry, not the Chesterfield, I mean the Carousel. The Carousel was...
What was
so
it was a different kind of a bar. It was more all gay, you know. It was no prostitutes sitting in there looking for tricks and that. You know, it was nothing like that. Because they didn't go there. The men didn't go there. The straight men. But the straight men would go to Chesterfield and the Bingos. But them were two dives. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing fancy about them bars.
Yeah. Was the Carousel fancier?
Well, it was, I don't know. No, it was it was a little nicer, I thought, than the other ones.
Did different people go into the Carousel from the ones that went into the Chesterfield and Bing?
No, they all went to all the bars. They all went to the... All, they would, like, move around. Like, they'd start off at Bingo's. Then all of a sudden somebody'd say, well, let's go to Chesterfield. Everybody'd move up to go to the Chesterfield. They'd say, well, let's go down to the Carousel.
Uh-huh.
So then a whole, it's pretty soon the bar would empty out, they'd all go down to the Carousel.
Uh-huh. Were there people that went to the Carousel that wouldn't go to the Chesterfield or to the Bingo's?
I would say so, yeah. There was some, yeah, that wouldn't go to Chesterfield or Bingo's.
Well, what kind of people would they have been?
Let's see, they were more the people that were, well, they didn't like seeing the prostitutes and talking to the straight men and how should I put it, they just wanted to be around gay people, you know, they didn't want to have nothing to do with any other type of person, you know, like prostitutes or straight men or like that. They just wanted to be around gay people. But to me, I was always more open. I like to be around anybody. I don't care who it is, you know, because everybody's different. You know, people ain't the same.
So, I guess I'm trying to get a feel for what characterizes the people that would only go to the Carousel.
They were like set in their ways. They didn't want to be around black people or, they didn't want to socialize with prostitutes or, like I said, straight men or hustlers or anything like that. They were people that worked, that had a job, and I guess they just wanted to more or less be around their own kind of people.
Do you think they felt they were better than, I don't know, blacks or hustlers?
I don't know. They just didn't like it. You know, they didn't approve of it.
Does that mean that there were not many black people that went to the Carousel?
That worked in it, you mean?
No, that we went there.
Oh, there was black people that went in the Carousel. Yeah, they used to go to the Carousel. They used to go wherever the white kids went. They'd go to Bingo's, they'd go to Chesterfield.
Did as many of them go to the Carousel, or do you think more of them went to Bingo's and Chesterfield?
No, but the same crowd would go from one to the other.
Were there ever fights that you remember between black? What kind of fights?
Mostly because one was taking the other one's girlfriend or something.
Oh, so it was lesbian fights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about fights between blacks and whites?
No. They never had no arguments or no fights. that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I mean, if the white people, if you were white and you were around the black, white person didn't like it, they more or less tell you, but they tell you in a quiet, nice way. You know, they didn't broadcast it all over. You know, if they didn't like you hanging around with the black person, they would tell you. You know, because some of them didn't, a couple didn't like it because I was with Jerry and, you know, and she was black. But I don't think it was mainly because Jerry was black, because see, Jerry used to, some of those young black girls used to be prostituting, you know, and give her the money. And I think that was mainly why.
So it was white kids who told you they didn't like you going with Jerry.
Yeah, it was white.
And did any black kids ever?
No. I don't think the blacks ever said no. Not that I can remember.
Did you ever run into any of her black girlfriends?
Do I ever?
No, did you then when you were with her?
Oh, she had a lot of girls. You mean a girls didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, she used to be around so many. You know, she had so many.
And they all knew you?
Oh, yeah. They all knew.
How'd they feel about you?
Okay, I guess.
Because you were practically living with her. Weren't they jealous?
I don't know. You know, if they were or not. They seemed all right, you know. Maybe some of them were, but they didn't tell me, you know. Maybe some didn't like it, but some, I think, you know, were okay. They didn't say too much, you know. Some were just friends of hers, and I think they more or less accepted it. I really don't know. Maybe there's one or couple that didn't like it, you know, but if they did, they didn't say nothing to me. They might have said something to her, but they never said nothing to me. The same with Eileen, you know, maybe some of her friends didn't like it, but they didn't say nothing to me. They might have said something to her.
Yeah. We're sort of trying to find out what racial prejudices looked like in the 50s.
Certain ones, you know, certain ones didn't care, you know, but other ones did.
How are the bartenders at the different bars towards black kids?
Towards white?
Black kids.
Okay. I thought they were okay. You know, they were
good.
They were nice, I thought.
When you went to black bars, how were they towards you? How were black bartenders towards you?
They seemed nice. I thought they were, you know, they seemed nice towards me.
Uh-huh.
They might not, maybe some didn't like it, you know, but they always acted like they did.
Mm-hmm. During the time that you were with Jerry, you were living with your father. Didn't you wonder where you were?
He probably did, yeah.
What'd you ever say?
He never asked me.
You're kidding. His daughter's out every single night and
he never asked me. He never asked
That's
me.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. He never asked me where I went or anything.
Did he ever want to know why you weren't with guys?
No.
He never said when you're going to get married?
No. He never... Like, my father never interfered in none of me or my sisters or my brother's business. He never.
How many sisters?
He always just said if you needed a home, you could always come home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
But he never interfered in our lives. None of us. But he said if you ever needed a home, he said you could come home.
How many sisters and brothers do you have?
I have one brother and three sisters.
Older, younger?
Well, my older sister and my brother is older. And I have two younger sisters. They're all married.
Do they know you're gay?
Oh, well, they probably get their ideas.
You never talk about it?
No, we never talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But they probably get their ideas.
So you never really came out to your family?
No.
Never discuss it?
No, uh-huh. We never talked about living like that. Because I really don't think that, you know, they would have understood, they would have approved of it. Although my one sister's husband knew, and he used to talk to me about it all the time.
Oh.
Her husband, my one sister.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he used to talk to me.
Hmm.
But he's the only one. But my other sisters never mentioned nothing, and I never told them. You know, although my father probably had a pretty good idea, you know, cause, but he never said nothing about it, you know. He never said nothing about any of us, how to run our lives, you know. He never told it, interfered.
Yeah. When you first came out, or when you first realized that you liked girls, did you have any problems about that when you were young? Really, you know, because there were, I mean, there's pressures on high school kids and stuff to.
Oh yeah.
Have boyfriends and go to dance and that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I used to go roller skating when I was in high school, and this guy liked me, you know, but I didn't like him. He was okay, you know.
Yeah.
He was nice. He was a happy-go-lucky person, you know, and he was nice. I liked him as a person, but he liked me, you know, but I never liked him that way. But I would go out with him just to put on a disguise, you know,
yeah.
You know, so that, because people, they would wonder, you know, why I never went out with no, especially in high school, you know, why you never went out with no guys. They used to wonder. So I used to go out with him because he never bothered me at all, you know. Never, you know, would try to kiss me or nothing like that.
Oh.
So I used to go out with him. But he's happily married now. I guess he's got 3 or 4 kids, something like that, you know. But maybe he knew all the time, too, you know, but never said
sure.
It. He might have known. But never brought it up. So then gradually I just drifted away from him, you know.
Yeah.
When I started going to the bars when I was older. And so then after that I never, you know, went out with no men.
Mm-hmm.
Once I went to the gay bar, I never went out with no men after
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Huh.
I knew men, but I never, you know, would, you know, didn't go out with them on a date or nothing like that.
Right.
I would talk to them though, you know.
Yeah.
I always talked to straight men, you know, but. We were more like brother and sister, more, you know, than anything else.
So, you essentially, during that time period, only had a couple of relationships.
Yeah, that's all.
Just Jerry, and then...
Eleanor, and then Irene. Yeah.
And have you been with anybody since?
Since Irene, yeah. I went with this girl a couple of years, but... Well, we just broke up last year, it was about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So since then I haven't, you know, been involved with no women.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that a decision on your part to not get involved with any women? Are you, you know...
Well,
tired of the rat race, or is
well,
it just another
man? I met a man that I like, so
uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll see how that goes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so far.
This is the first time then.
Yeah,
for you.
Right. This
uh-huh.
is the first time.
How does that feel? Is it weird?
No,
it's different.
Well, it naturally is different than being with a woman, but. I don't know, I like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll see how that works out. So far, so good.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, you know.
Have you kept up your ties with friends in the community over the years?
Oh, yeah, some of the gay kids?
Yeah.
That I knew a long time ago,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you still see?
I see Marie.
Yeah.
I talk to Norma once in a while.
How's she doing?
Hmm?
How's she doing?
Okay, I guess.
She hasn't been with Peggy in a long time, has she?
She's talked to Peggy, I guess, just recently.
I haven't talked to Peggy in ages. Peggy and I used to live together. We were roommates when we were both straight.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, didn't she get married or something?
She got married, she had 2 kids, she got divorced, she, you know, and then she went Oh wait, then she had the kids and got divorced, then she went with Norma. She get married again? That I don't know. I haven't seen her
since. She was married first?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew you.
Oh, Peggy and I were
Norma
friends.
Norma never told me that.
Yeah, Peggy and I were good friends from college.
Oh, no wonder when Norma, when I mentioned you, Norma says that she'd like to see you. You know.
That's how I really got to know Norma. I knew her from the bars, but never very well until she went with Peggy. Then I really got to know her because Peggy and I were real close.
Oh.
Peggy and I lived together for quite a long time.
Yeah,
roommates.
Didn't Peggy have
two kids.
Two kids.
Tara and Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, was she was straight when you roomed together?
Yeah.
Oh, she
we
was both
straight.
She was married?
She was going with the guy that she eventually married when we were living together. We lived together on Delaware Avenue, and she was seeing Tom. And then I went to, I got the summer job out of town, so we split up the apartment, and she married Tommy.
Oh, because Norma told me her daughter just had a baby recently.
Peggy's daughter?
Is she old enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
My God.
Last week or something, when I took Norma.
Oh, Jesus.
When I took Norma to the bank, I took her to the bank last week, and she mentioned something about she had called Peggy to ask Peggy to take her, but Peggy was busy. Her daughter had a baby.
Isn't that amazing?
She had to keep an eye on. She had it at home, too. So she had to keep an eye on. She had to keep an eye on her daughter.
Yeah. That is
she had to
wild.
Keep an eye on her daughter, so Peggy couldn't take her. See, I never met Peggy. I don't know, but she talks about Peggy every once in a while.
They were together for years and years.
She was trying to get Peggy, I guess, to go down the bar with her. But I think she's trying to get Peggy to go to this thing tomorrow night.
Oh, it'd be wonderful to see her. I might even call Peggy just for the hell of it and see if she'll, you know.
Yeah, see if she's going to go.
If she could come down. Oh, God, it'd be great.
She talks to, she's been talking to Peggy just recently, Norma told me.
Uh-huh.
Well, is Peggy still straight or what?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in years. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what she is either. Whether she's straight.
I'll have some more tea, too, so you want to bring your sugar over?
I don't know what Peggy is. You know, Norma never said too much to me about Peggy. And I never knew that you knew each other real good.
Oh, yeah.
Norma never told me that.
How long has Norma been in the community? You ever been to Sugar House?
Oh, as long as I have. About same time I have.
Uh-huh.
Cause, did I come out before Norma?
Yeah. Because I think we might be interested in talking to Norma just because of her special
condition. Oh, yeah, she would be. See, I knew Norma from high school. We went to high school. She was 2 years behind me. I was a senior. I was a freshman. Norma was a junior. Norma was real good in sports. And I was too. We were both in sports. That's how we got to know one another.
So she has not always been in a wheelchair?
Oh, no. Norma didn't get crippled till she was 19.
What was it, Paulia?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, she graduated from high school, and I think it was 19, I heard her say.
I see. She might be a very good person for us to talk to.
Oh, yeah, well, she would.
She's done some wonderful things with her life since then, the Olympics.
Now she's a drunkard, though. Oh, she's obnoxious. She's terrible.
Terrific.
That's why I'm leery about taking her tomorrow night, because she gets terrible. She gets real loud.
Well, there's no booze there at this thing.
Well, listen, when I took her last week, I says, you want to go to the thing to see Madeline? I says, you can't drink or smoke there. And she says, well, she guessed she'd bring her little bottle with her. And I says, well, you're not allowed to drink there. I says, somebody's going to say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, you can't smoke. I says, intermission, you can go outside and smoke. She says, well, she guesses she could go without a cigarette. And I says, well, they're not going to let you smoke there. And I says, and if you pull out a cigarette, they're going to tell you to leave. So she says, well, she guess she could go without smoking. So, and I says, well, you can't drink either. So she's, and I says, don't be drunk if I come pick you up, because I says, I'm not going to take you. But she's real terrible now. I took her this summer to the baseball game where little Mary is a coach of a baseball team.
Yeah.
And Norma, we got there, and I had to take Norma home. She was so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know, because they pitch low.
Yeah, right.
They pitch low. Norma says, that's terrible. They pitch. She was real loud. She's going, pitch them fast. And she's talking real loud, and she embarrassed me. Little Mary got so mad at her. She says, Norma, she says, if you don't like the way they pitch, she says, she says, why don't you go? She says, why, you don't have to stay here and watch. She says, why don't you leave? And she says, Mary, why don't you take her home? So I did. I took her home. She left her beer there and everything. She had beer. Oh, she was real terrible.
Jesus.
She's real loud. I says, no wonder nobody likes you now. I says, no wonder Peggy never wants to go no place with you. I says, you're too loud and you're embarrassing because the way you drink.
You said you met Norma through being active in sports. What kind of sports were you involved in when you were younger?
Baseball, basketball.
Were you ever in any gay teams?
No. Norma played though for Colin Debs.
The what?
I don't know if you could call it a gay team though, but most of them were gay.
What's the name of it?
Colin Debs.
Howling Debs.
H-O-L-L-I-N-G. Uh-huh. D-E-B-S.
What was that? What did Howling Debs mean?
It was
mean?
A softball team. They were very famous around Buffalo.
When?
In the 50s, early 50s.
Oh.
Late 40s. Because I graduated in 51, so it was about 46, 47.
Oh my God.
And most of them girls were gay, although, you know, I didn't know it, you know, because they didn't.
That's fascinating. Who sponsored them?
The Holling Press.
They were
printers, yeah.
Yeah, I know Holling Press.
And another one of gay kids played on was Gardenville Lumber. Gardenville, they used to call them girls. Gardenville Lumber. Sponsored them. They were two gay teams, but the Holling Debs were the best. And most of those girls are gay that were on their teams, although they didn't announce it, you know. You knew
right,
they,
sure,
you
sure.
Knew they were.
Where'd they play?
At the North Fillmore Stadium. There used to be a stadium right where Sears' service center is on Fillmore.
Uh-huh.
Near Delavan. I used to go watch them play in the 40s, late 40s.
Oh God, this is fascinating.
Oh, they were good.
They didn't play guys' teams, they played other girls' teams?
They played other girls, yeah, from other cities like New Jersey and California.
Were the other teams mostly gay kids too?
Oh yeah, I would say they were all gay. You know, most of the kids were gay.
Uh-huh.
They played on them teams.
How wonderful.
They were good though, those girls were. The girls nowadays that play kids softball couldn't even compare to them because they were, the way they played, they were, like when we went to the game, Norma says, she says, oh, she was so loud I told you, she says, you don't play like we used to play. She says, when we came on the field, she says, nowadays you look like women on the field. She says, when we came on the field, we look like men. Right out loud.
Oh, that's great.
When she said that, I says, Norma, you're embarrassing me. Says,
did they?
Yeah, they played like men. You're right, they did.
In the audiences, you know, that came to watch them, did mostly women come to watch them too, or
a lot
both?
Of men used to watch them.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, because they, like I said, Norma, to set the truth, when she said that, she says, nowadays, you see them play softball, they look like women. Years ago, they did look like men because they played just like men. Well, they used to wear short hair and everything, too, you know.
What, the Holland Debs, do you remember what their uniforms looked like?
Green and white, uh-huh.
Green?
Green shirt, white shirts, and they had green shorts with a white stripe. Oh, Norma's got pictures. She'll show you, because Norma used to pitch for them.
Oh, God.
She was a substitute, although this other girl, Doreen Forsman, was really their pitcher. She was good.
Uh-huh. And she was gay, too?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Doreen, I don't know. They were older than I was. They, most of these women went, they played on them teams, went into phys ed. They went to college. And they went in phys ed, physical education.
I see.
On those teams. They were good, though.
Uh-huh. The gay kids that went to watch them, did you go any place after? Because I know after a game, people usually go someplace, a party, a bar or something.
Yeah, they used to go to a bar. But I don't know where they went, because I wasn't old enough to drink or nothing, you know. But I used to go to the games.
Mm-hmm.
Down there, but when I was younger, I didn't know where they went. But I guess they used to go to bars to drink.
Mm-hmm. We heard about one bar called the Delmain that may have been an after the game bar.
I don't know where the
it was on Main and Delvin.
Oh, Main and Delvin.
And there's an empty lot there now.
Oh.
You know, it was the corner across Belvin from the cemetery.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And, you know, next to
it. They went there? Oh.
I think that might have been the bar
because,
after
see,
these
been,
games.
That would have been close to the North Fillmore Stadium.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and they could have walked down there, you know. Because I was quite a bit younger. I was only about maybe 14 or 15.
Yeah.
You know, 16, someplace around there.
Right.
When they used to play. So I don't know where they went. But Norma could tell you a lot about the Holland Dads and the Gardenville Lumber. They were two teams from Buffalo and they were rivals. There was such rivalry between those two. Then they used to travel to, like I said, to New Jersey and...
Do you remember the names of any of the out-of-town teams they played?
No, I don't remember. Norma could tell you a lot about that. All in
that's fascinating, because that goes way back into the 40s.
Oh, yeah. That starts in the 40s. Norma couldn't tell you a lot.
How did people find out about playing them? I mean, did those women, like, work together at jobs or anything? How'd they get to know each other? Or did...
I really don't know. Maybe some of them went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of those girls, too, like in their high school, in their two, played softball, CYC, you know, Catholic Youth Council.
Right.
Used to have teams all around Buffalo, and they got to know one another a lot, I think, through that.
And a lot of those kids that played on CYC were gay? Other girls?
I would say so, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Quite a few of them.
Yeah. It seems during that period that a lot of the kids who played sports were gay.
Mm-hmm. I would say most of them that played together sports were gay.
Uh-huh. Were there any other kinds of sports that women played? Was there football then?
Uh-uh. It was softball was the game at that time. In basketball, but not as much as softball.
Uh-huh.
A little bit basketball. Same girls would play basketball, but they weren't as well known as the softball.
You were too young to go to bars then, but later when you went to bars, did you see any of those same women who played on the teams?
They did not come downtown. They didn't. They were a higher class of people. They were the higher class of gay kids. They did not believe they wouldn't be seen downtown at the bars. That was above, below their. Their level.
I'm afraid I have a little problem with that.
Oh, they used to think that was terrible. Going downtown. God, going downtown. They didn't go. They had their own little groups. And they went to different bars. They never went downtown.
Uptown bars.
Yeah, uptown. Out further, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, there was one near the airport. I know they used to go to.
You mean in the 50s, there was a bar near the airport?
Yeah, near the 50s. It was in the 50s they used to go to, near the airport. And I think they used to go to, like, I don't know where else now. Because I went to a couple of them. after
yeah,
baseball.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the names of the...
After baseball games, but I can't remember where. It was a different crowd. They were gay, but it was a different crowd of people.
Uh-huh.
They were more high class. They didn't believe in being seen down at the bars with the hustlers and the prostitutes, and they were in their own.
Well, there weren't hustlers and prostitutes at the carousel. Did they ever go there?
Once in a while, maybe one or two would go there. But that's all. They once in a great while.
And these were.
But they were more like higher class because they were going to college together, studying to be phys ed teachers, and you know they were families that parents had money, and they were going to college. Like the ones going downtown were the lower class people. They didn't have. They were like parents didn't have money. The people were working, or some of the girls, like I said, were hustling, and you know it was a different class.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones that played ball were all in a higher class.
Uh-huh.
Their parents had money and they could afford to send them to college, and they didn't believe in getting out of their group, you know. They stayed in.
Yeah.
One or two would come to carousel once in a while.
Did anybody from the downtown bars ever like start going with any of those women from the uptown crowd?
No.
Did couples ever form between those two groupings?
No.
They really stuck with their own.
Yeah. Now, the first time now I ever seen anybody from that group is Sandy now, and Sandy works at this Compton's. Do you know Sandy? Sandy Wing? The blonde hair? She works, and I seen her. Now, the girl told me the last time I was there that she works there on Friday nights. But I haven't been there in a while.
I was there last night. I'm trying to remember who Sandy is. She worked at the bar or wait at table?
In the back part. At the back part she was working. The other bar in the back.
Oh, the little service bar.
Yeah.
I'll have to look when I go.
Sandy, remember her blonde hair, nice looking?
I bet if I saw her, I would remember her.
She goes with somebody there, a younger girl. But Sandy used to be with that group,
uh-huh.
The higher class girl. Now, when I seen Sandy working at this bar, I was shocked because I couldn't believe it. Because Sandy, years ago, she would never thought of going downtown to the gay bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she was with that bunch that, you know, they had money. They were in a higher class.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to be in that group. Now, when I seen her working at Compton's, when I first went out, I was shocked to see her working there because I never thought she'd work in a gay bar.
Yeah.
You know. So, maybe because it ain't downtown, too, maybe because it's out further on Niagara.
Well, it's also, I mean, times have changed. And it's a fairly respectable.
But Sandy goes and met this younger girl, and she goes with this younger girl. And I think this younger girl has got her to come out more, you know, with different people,
uh-huh.
more than the way she used to be. Because she used to be in that group, you know, and they didn't break away. They used to all stick around, stick to that same group. You know, they all had money and all that. And if you didn't have the kind of money they had or their parents had, you were just out of their group. You know, they didn't socialize with you.
If you walked in, you said you went to some of those out of, you know,
yeah,
further out bars. If you walked into one of those bars, what would it look like? What would be the differences from walking into a place like Bingo's? How would it look different?
As far as it looked the same, but they were bars that were, you know.
Could they dress different?
Who, the girls?
The kind of upper class girls, did they dress different?
They didn't dress like butcher femme. They dressed it more sporty like.
Uh-huh.
But they dressed nice because, see, the parents had money, you know.
So they were...
They could afford to buy nicer clothes, you know, and their appearance was nicer.
Did the femmes look sporty too?
Mm-hmm. They all look sporty. You really couldn't tell which was which because they all looked sporty.
Oh, so down in the downtown bars,
yeah,
butches and femmes,
you could tell
real clear.
Yeah,
But in the uptown bars.
Yeah, they all look sporty. You really couldn't tell which.
So they sort of look more like kids now doing the bars.
Yeah, right, They look more that way, Maybe that's why Sandy socializes more, you know, with the crowd nowadays than she used to years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised to see Sandy working in Compton's.
Yeah.
But see, it's now, it's probably more, I don't, maybe because it ain't way downtown now, either, you know, where Betsy's is, and down to there, you know, where you, you know, where you see, like, Chippewa, but that guy never let no people come in there, you know, unless they were gay at Betsy's.
He
were,
yeah.
Yeah, the owner there now,
In the uptown, I don't know how to call them, you know,
the uptown bars.
If you happen to think of any names, you know, just
I don't know.
Reel it off, because I really
this was a bar out across from the airport. I don't think it's there no more. They might have torn it down.
Yeah.
It was a real old bar.
In the uptown bars, anyway, were there any black kids?
No. They were all white. They're all white. Not that I know. No black kids at all. In fact, them, they were real prejudiced. They wouldn't be around black kids at all. The black people. The, you know, the uptown crowd. They only hung around their own.
There weren't even any, like, wealthy black kids.
No. They didn't hang around with them. No black kids at all. In fact, I didn't know any that played baseball at all.
I wonder if they had their own teams.
I don't know about that. They had their own or what? Maybe Francis would know. I don't know, though. I don't think so.
I talked to a woman who played football, a black woman.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When was this? What year?
It must have been early 60s.
See, that's a little later.
Yeah.
Early 60s. I don't know when it would be.
But I bet football teams were... I got this feeling that football teams were more mixed. I don't know why I feel that way or why there's no logic to it. But, I don't know. Maybe you're right about it being a later date, too.
Unless she was playing with all... I don't know, unless she's playing with all black kids.
No, it was a mixed team, yeah.
Maybe, well, she's younger now, maybe.
She's in her, she's about 46.
Oh, is she? No, in the 60s. I'm trying to think of I'm trying to think where, you know, when, the 60s. She played football.
She mentioned the name of the team, too, and I can't remember.
Unless she belonged to a sorority or a club or something, you know, where they played.
I don't know. Hey, did you know of any of the black social clubs like the Royal Elves that existed in the 50s or 60s?
No.
We heard there were two of them. We know the name of one, which is the Royal Elves. But we heard there was a second one, and the woman who mentioned it couldn't remember the name of it.
I don't know, I never even heard of that one. I never heard of it. In the 50s?
Or early 60s.
Early 50s? Yeah. No.
It seems like that might have been, those might have been the first organizations for lesbians in the city, with the black ones.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Little Mary could tell you.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. We'll check with her.
Because Little Mary came out around the same time I did.
Yeah. Did you ever know of any... clubs that formed, gay women's clubs or groups.
Jerry was trying to form a club.
Jerry Jones?
Club, yeah. Called the Key Club. Years ago.
No, wait a minute. But that was that going to be like a bar?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking...
A private bar. A private club.
Oh, I see. It's like a social club.
Yeah.
A real organization.
Yeah, right. She tried to get a charter and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And when's this, the 50s?
Yeah, this was in the 50s. Let's see. Yeah, 50s.
Oh, it was called the Key Club. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah, you had to have a key. It was on Michigan Avenue. used to be the Knotty Pine was there first. And it was a bar, and you had to have a key made, and you had to pay a certain amount to get this key. Then you get this key made, and you could open the door and go in. But it was only for gay people. Could
women only, or both women and men?
I think men were coming there, too.
Gay men and women? Well,
a few, but mostly women. And Andy was at the door. Andy used to wear a white tuxedo.
Oh, yeah.
At the door, yeah,
Now, what year is this, 57?
Oh,
58?
This must have been about, maybe around 59.
59.
So.
Mm-hmm. And,
Because this was after Jerry and I broke up.
Okay.
I was still, you know, we weren't mad or nothing.
Yeah.
But so I would, all the girls were joining the Key Club, white kids in black.
This was not the Club Coco, was it?
Yeah, it used to be the Club Coco before.
Oh, when was it the Knotty Pine? Before it was the Coco?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was the Knotty Pine, then it was the Coco, then
yeah.
It was called the Key Club.
No, I don't know if it, but I know the name of it that Jerry was starting was called the Key Club. And he had to have a key to get in. And she was trying to make the bar all gay. And you couldn't get in unless you had a key. And Andy used to be at the door. And you'd use your key to get in. You could bring a friend or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this going pretty good, and she was trying to get a charter. And just as she was in the process of trying to get the charter, the police came and they broke it all up. I guess I don't know what they did, but anyhow, it broke up after that.
Was she the owner or the manager?
I think she just managed it. I think a man owned it. But I think she was running it, managing it for him. But I know they were trying to get a charter, too. I know that. So they could run it without, you know, having the police and all that. But I think before the charter went through, something happened. They got raided or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds real familiar.
And they caught them with all the drinks and everything one night. They came in there, the police did.
Right. Didn't they have the bathrooms bugged?
I don't know.
That's a story that I heard, that they had the ladies' room and men's room bugged, and they were serving minors, and I don't know if there was any dope involved in it at all. But
yeah, I don't think so.
I think it may have been serving minors.
Yeah, maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that, you know. I was there just maybe around two or three times, that's all.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was nice, you know. It was nice if you were with somebody. But if you were like kind of alone, it wasn't too good, you know. It was okay for like couples, because most of the people went in there were like in couples.
Oh, but it wasn't as public as a public bar.
No.
So where there was a turnover to meet new people.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was more private, like.
I see.
It was okay, like if you had a friend, a girlfriend or something, you could take there and wanted to be with that one person, it was nice for that.
Yeah.
But if you were by yourself, you were kind of by yourself there, you know.
Because
most everybody there that went there was coupled off.
Yeah.
But that's the only club that I know of, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure of what the Royal Isles was all about, except that we'd heard about it, and we don't really know much about it.
I don't know
how that is. But that seemed like a thing where they had meetings.
Oh, they had meetings?
Yeah, I don't know what, it was a social club, they had meetings, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
We'd need some more information on it if we're going to
talk about it. Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that before.
Well, I'm real excited to get the information about the sports teams.
Oh,
we don't have much information
about that.
Mama
can tell you about that. She can probably tell you bars they used to go to, too.
Mm-hmm.
She would know all about that.
Yeah. I hope we can get her sober.
You gotta catch her
early in the morning.
See, Norma, well, we went to high school together. Me and Norma didn't, and that's how I know her so good. But she wasn't like she is now. In fact, I didn't know she was like she is now until just recently, when I took her out, you know. She was loud, and oh, she embarrassed me. So now, let's see, I'm trying to think, what else would you like to know about in the 50s?
Well, let me see. I was so fascinated with that sports stuff. Let me put the hold, the pause button. Let's see how close we are to the end. I think we're pretty close now. Oh!